All right, it's that time on a Thursday, crunch time. We wrap it with a little something we call this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning! Ah!
It's a football season, lightning round, as college season's bearing down. It is the best time of the year, and we present to you a lightning round.
A-plus just because football's back. And that's all I've got today. It's just, all I've got is football questions, and that's really all we need. Very much approved. We begin in Ann Arbor, Michigan with Jim Harbaugh. The milk and steak aficionado has not had the best success that Michigan fans thought they got or were going to get when he took over in 2015. Harbaugh has a pretty good 7-1-8 winning percentage with the Wolverines, but is 1-2 in bowl games, and more importantly, has only beaten rivals Michigan State once, and he is 0-3 in beating Ohio State. That is a 1-5 record against the two teams that Michigan wants to beat more than any team on the schedule. This year, Michigan gets Michigan State and the Ohio State University, both on the road. Jim Harbaugh and Michigan get over or under half a win against rivals this year.
Whoa.
Specifically these two
rivals.
Yeah,
I understand. Okay. They finish at TOSU. They play in the middle of the year, Michigan State after Wisconsin. Ooh, physical game. I think they'll get none of those. I'm going under.
Whoa. All right, here's that Kansas question.
Spite guided me there at the last second.
Here's the Kansas question I teased earlier. September 12, 2009, the number 24-ranked Jayhawks rolled into the University of Texas, El Paso, and they rolled the Miners 34-7. The Jayhawks won five in a row to start the 2009 season off. They were number 16 in the country, and then they lost to Colorado on the road that started the saddest streak in college football nobody cares about because it's Kansas football. 49 true road games have come and gone for Kansas, and they've taken 49 losses in a row. Kansas has not won more than three games overall since 2009. They have a pair of 1 and a pair of 2 win seasons, as well as an 0-12. This year, Kansas goes on the road against Central Michigan, Baylor, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Kansas State, and Oklahoma. So Kansas will have over or under half a true road win for the season.
By the way, I was reading, because we mentioned him, since Beattie became coach, he's 1-26 in conference.
Oh, goodness.
In conference. So what? Did you set the over under at a half again?
At a half.
So
they're
basically,
over, well, their over under for the season is 3, so I really had to tone it down just for road
games. So basically what you're saying to me is, are they going to beat Central Michigan?
Yes.
You know what? I'm a great believer in history as a good dictator. Under again, they go over. Yeah.
The college football playoff is coming into its fifth season, and it brings about plenty of questions and fun facts that are random things that I only end up noticing. For instance, of all 9 teams that have made the college football final, Final Four, they've all been wearing Nike as their uniform choice. So what?
Really?
Yes. So what percent chance do you give a team making the college football playoff not being outfitted by Nike?
Okay, there's one problem here. I really don't know who the Nike schools are. What's Wisconsin?
Under Armour, I believe.
Under Armour. So I think, so I give it a 15% chance.
Okay.
First of all, are Bama and Clemson Nike?
Yes.
All right, there's half.
UCF was probably the closest that any team from the Group of Five will ever get to making the college football playoff and still became national champions by not playing in the playoff at all. This year, as it was a couple of years ago, the University of Houston looks like the team, the best team from the Group of Five that could make the college football playoff. What percent chance do you give a Group of Five team making the college football playoff?
I was actually reading out, despite losing their coach, Central Florida is the favorite again in their division and to win the American Athletic. I was looking over some of that. I don't think anybody's got the non-conference schedule to really pop some eyeballs. So I'm going to call it 0. I am telling you, there's no chance this year that a non-Power 5 is sneaking into the playoff.
On the other end of the spectrum is Notre Dame, who's an independent, and with Brian
Kelly.
Is...
No, I'm only kidding.
Well, what percent chance do you give Notre Dame of making the college football playoff? As an independent, it does kind of make things a little
strange. I'll tell you what. I'm not just saying this because I can't stand Notre Dame because of Lou Holtz and what frauds and hypocrites and holier-than-thou pains in the ass they are, but because they are willing to schedule and not be in a conference, I don't know that they could ever make this stupid playoff again. So this year, with their schedule, I mean, they're going to lose at least two regular season games, probably four. Cool. So what percent chance do I give them? 5%.
It's slightly higher. Another weird fact about the playoff is that Alabama has been involved in every edition of the college football playoff so far. Crimson Tide are 5-2 in the playoffs with two national titles, and Bama is going to be very good again this year. As we've seen last year, they don't even need to play in the SEC championship game to even make the playoffs. So what percent chance do you give Alabama going 5-5 making it into the playoffs?
They've already played 7 playoff games.
Yes.
You said there have only been 9 teams in the playoff.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. Let's see. They get the Iron Bowl at home. Ole Miss, Arkansas, Tennessee on the road. What percentage? 80. They have a 4-5 shot. And, you know, the problem is you say, well, if their quarterback gets hurt, well, they got two good ones.
That's true. Last one. The Oregon Ducks are currently ranked number 24 in the preseason AP poll. The last time the Ducks were ranked number 24 in the preseason poll was before the ill-fated 2016 season. The last 3 years, the Ducks have not ended the season in the top 25 poll since 2015 after the game that shall not be mentioned, the Alamo Bowl loss to TCU. Last season, 5 teams had 9 wins to get into the final top 25 AP poll, so the Ducks would need to hit the over on their Vegas-given 8 wins this season for their over-under. So what percent chance do you give the Ducks of ending the season in the top 25?
So they've got to go at least 9-4. So they've got to go 8-4 and win their bowl game and finish strong. We know they've got 3 locks. So 5-4 in conference and a bowl win. I give them a 50-50 shot. And that'll do it.